Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Wednesday. I know it's chilly. Oh my gosh, do I know it's chilly. It's 54 degrees. It's 28 degrees the other night. Remember what I told you? We're going to be, I think it's Saturday. We're going to be up like 65, 67, and then that's it, man. We're like right into the deep freeze. So that's the day I'm going to get the inflatables up. Because the dirt, soil, whatever that stuff is, you know, the ground stuff will be softer. I'm not an outdoorsman. Stop it. What do I care? 804 on the James River Air text line says, Jeff, Gen Z folks are just not into ink. It's a millennial thing, and they're already grossly tatted up. Is that true? No, that's not true. Is it? Is Gen Z not into ink? Germ, you're a zennial, right? But you spell it with an X because you're, you know, pain in the tuchus. Jeremy doesn't do ink because he's afraid of the needles. Or not afraid, he just doesn't like them. He doesn't like them because he's afraid of them. Anyway, is that true? I thought everybody loved ink. All right, not everybody. But you know what? Here's the weird thing. Richmond still is the most heavily inked city in America per capita. I like ink, and I always have. That's all. I always have, and I never had any until I was an adult. And since then, I've said, wow, I kind of like it. There is something about the process I personally find invigorating. If you've got ink, do me a favor. Am I alone in this? Is everybody else going, oh my God, it hurts and I'm just enduring it because I like the end product? Or are you enjoying the experience? This is why I want people to stand up and help Mike Ivey at Journey's End Tattoo Studio, Anderson Highway in Powhatan. Why? Well, because Mike helped us. Mike is a brilliant artist, great local businessman, all of that stuff. But the reason that Mike and Journey's End is so near and dear to my heart is a couple of years back, Chesterfield Sheriff Carl Leonard and I, you know, every year we team up, we come up with some crazy idea to raise money for Special Olympics of Virginia. Oh, and this year, it's just wacky this year. And it's all coming together. I can't tell you what it is yet because not everything has been officially, totally, completely organized. But I can tell you this. It's going to involve Dave Saunders, who's an amazing human being, and the team at the Texas Inn. That's where I'm going to leave it right now. But just know that Dave and the team at the Texas Inn are already all in on the latest harebrained, bat crap crazy, potentially fatal adventure involving me and Chesterfield Sheriff Carl Leonard to raise money for Special Olympics of Virginia. Anyway, a couple of years back, we did the Special Olympics of Virginia logo as a tattoo. We promised and we raised, I don't remember how much it was. We try and kick the dollar amount up every year. But whatever it was that we raised, if we raised a certain amount, Carl was going to get the tattoo. If we raised a slightly bigger amount, then I would get the tattoo. For some reason, I'm kind of at the end. Like, somehow people are on board with, well, you know, if Carl Leonard gets terribly ill, that'll be entertaining. But do we really want Jeff to be in that place? And then everybody jumps on board like, oh, yeah, totally. We totally want to see him in pain. So let's do it. But we did we promised we would get the Special Olympics of Virginia logo tattooed, and not like a tiny little tattoo, like a real thing. And then after we raised all the money, we said, we should probably have a tattoo artist, don't you think? And it was Mike Ivey who reached out to us. And one of the reasons that Mike remains so near and dear to my heart is that when we went to pay him, make no mistake, neither Carl nor I were asking anybody to do it for free. I mean, I would never do that. And I know Carl, same mindset, right? We were going to pay. It was going to be some money out of our pocket. That was fine. We were happy to do it. And Mike wouldn't take a nickel. He wouldn't take a nickel. He said, I want to do it for Special Olympics. So I'm just saying, you got to help out Mike Ivey if you're an ink person. 804 says, hey, Jeff. My daughter has sporadic tattoos everywhere, but it's the boys who are not getting them in Gen Z. It's only the Gen Z girls. Wow. Weird. Is that the case? Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Let's see what else we got here. Coming in on the James River Air text line. Jeff, is it true that the governor-elect is asking a senator to sponsor a bill to remove Virginia's right-to-work law? I don't know that she's asking anybody to sponsor it, but I can guarantee you it's going to be a piece of legislation. And I can also guarantee it that our right-to-work laws are about to go away. Yeah. Jeff, how about the still not new mayor of Richmond, Dr. Donnie Avuli? And that $22 million surplus the city has, but he still won't lower the tax rate. Democrats are at work taking everything from us. You're right. And we are about to see the cost of living for every single one of us go up. Why? Because you've got full left-wing control up there on Capitol Square. They've already put their new pieces of legislation in. Not all of them, but some of them. And they call for increasing mandates on damn near everything. They're going to drive up costs. They're going to increase regulations. They're putting new restrictions on privately manufactured, privately built, affordable housing. In other words, there's no more incentives that are going to be out there. They want to take it all, put it in-house in the government, and give the jobs to their cronies. That's it. They're now going to be raising taxes. They're calling them mandates, but you know what they are. They're taxes, really, on utility companies. So Virginia, over the next 4 years, is going to become even more difficult to afford, and that means more of us are going to leave. And maybe that's by design. Maybe that's what they want. They want conservatives to leave so that they can continue the downward spiral. I can tell you that Abigail Spanberger already doesn't care because she's running for president. This whole being governor thing is just an inconvenience for her as she is really running for president of the United States. It's not a particularly well-kept secret, gang. And she's got a very good positioner. She's saying she and that Mikey Sherrill character up in New Jersey are the, quote, moderate Democrats. Remember, she's the one who said, we should never effing say the word socialist again. Here's the problem with that. Maybe she really believes that. I don't know. The problem is that the majority of the Democrat Party in 2025 now has a positive view of socialism. Why? Because there's a huge, huge young clientele who just, well, they never saw the Soviet Union. They don't believe what they hear about Venezuela or North Korea or China, for that matter. And they're upset because things are so expensive. There's a very visceral, emotional response from a lot of the younger folks who are saying, hey, I can't have what my parents had. And I want what my parents had. I want to be able to buy a home. Is that really asking too much? I don't think it's asking too much. But as you look at the explosive growth in home prices, on one end, it's, at least in theory, good for some of us, right? If I can sell my house here for, I don't know, let's just make up numbers. I can sell my house here for double what I paid it for it, or triple what I paid for it. That sounds great. Until I get to the other side of that equation, I say, okay, now, will I be dying the day after I sell the house? Oh, and by the way, what about Heidi? What about Julia? What about the boys who, I mean, in theory could be living here? I don't really know. They come and go. But what happens on that end? I mean, let's say we say, oh, yeah, we're going to sell this house. And maybe it is, it's a we decision. All right, we are going to sell this house. Now, where are we going to live? Because if we like the area we live in, we happen to love Hanover County, is there some place we can purchase in Hanover County with the proceeds from this house? Or are now we in a situation where we've just got to go somewhere else? Think of it in your situation. Hey, Jeff, my house is now worth double what I paid for it. That's great. If, in fact, somebody can come along and buy it from you, and you also have some place where you are going to go. Florida is seeing, of course, a massive influx from New York especially, but also New Jersey, and already beginning a trickle from Virginia. Which means their prices are going up, which means it's that much more difficult to find property there. Tennessee is available, but Tennessee, in the parts of Tennessee that you really would like to live, very, very expensive. Very, very expensive. Where else are you going to go? I don't know. I mean, I would never go back to California. Heidi and I have a list of these places that we've lived over the years. We're thinking, well, we would do that. We wouldn't do that. Oh, that one, forget about that one. Well, maybe. And I told you yesterday, this weird thing came up on one of the trade publications. It said 24 years ago yesterday, you took over the afternoon show in Philadelphia. Wow. Well, it was pretty cool to look at. It's a long time ago. As I mentioned to Jeremy, it was back when I really was Jeff Katz, Germ. Not, you know, Jeff Katz, but really kind of Jeff Katz. It was really a big thing. All right, we got a lot of great stuff coming up, including one of the stars from Les Mis. Les Mis, the world's most successful musical, is coming Broadway in Richmond to the Altria Theater pretty soon. And we're going to have one of the stars of that production join us. All right, well, I'm going to roll the dice and say that's it. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio. W 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, look, I got some good news weather-wise for you, all right? Starting on Saturday, we're going to, at least in theory, do a whole stretch where we're into the 60s. This says a week from today, 68 degrees for the high, and then we're back into the 40s. Look, I'll take it if that's the case. It will, of course, just delay the installation of everybody's inflatable village, because you want to wait till it's a little bit warmer and the ground is warmed up and all that other good stuff. Guess what? I got an early present. Oh, I certainly did. I've been telling you that we found a day program for Julia. Well, there's always a process, right? There's always bureaucracy involved. And so the bureaucracy that had raised its little head was transportation. I just got a voicemail message from one of Julia's folks. I mean, she got like a whole team, it seems like. It's amazing to me. But long story short, Joey gets to start on Monday. You have no idea what an amazing feeling that is right now, right? The idea that this kiddo now gets a little something, best life possible, we're all for that, yeah, absolutely all about that. I'm busy right now yelling at Jeremy via text. I don't know how to make angry faces, and but do it again, Jerm. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, so we've got some good news, and I'm very happy to share that. Now I'm getting. Let me share this text that just came in on the James River Air text line 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 804 says, "Hey, cats. I'm 36. No tattoos because they're stupid. My oldest brother has a whole bunch of dumb arse tattoos all over his body." Hey, listen, 804. I think your issue is not with the tattoos. I think it's with your brother. No, I mean, seriously, I really do. I think it's more about your brother and you don't like your brother. That's my professional assessment based on a cursory reading of your submission. 804, Jeff, Jay Jones must be made accountable for lying about his community service, falsifying documents, etc. He needs to be disbarred. He has no moral authority to be Virginia's top law enforcement official. He'll help to defund and demoralize the police, many of whom I'm sure will quit when Spamberger turns our beloved state into a criminal sanctuary. Well, 804, you're absolutely right on all of that. And I wish I could tell you that something's going to happen. My hope is that the feds get involved with Mr. Jones. Because I don't know what else is going to work. You're not going to see anything from the state. Not at all. Nothing. Hey, Germ, do me a favor. Reach out to TJ over at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market, because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and I just did this thing, was it 3 days ago, about the cost on certain things. I just want to check in with him and make sure that everything cost-wise is still working well over at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. Hey, Les Mis is coming to town. Oh, my God, this is exciting. We got one of the stars coming up at 4:35. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. And I got news for you. Les Mis is coming back to the Altria Theater, Broadway in Richmond. I'm excited. I am so excited. And here's the one piece of advice I'm going to give you. You need to buy your tickets now. You need to buy them as quickly as possible. I know there's not a bad seat in the Altria, but some seats are better than others. And the last time it came through, Heidi and I were a little slow getting our tickets. And, well, that's not going to happen this time. Preston Truman Boyd is one of the stars of this production of Les Mis. He plays Javert, or Inspector Javert, and I'm just very happy that Preston is joining. Preston, thank you for being here, sir.
So happy to be here. What a great beginning to an interview, because I agree with everything you just said.
Well, excellent. I'm glad we had this time together. Just to laugh or sing a song. Tell us a little bit, man. Am I reading it right? Les Mis is the number one musical of all time, correct?
I would agree, yes. I think it's just such a worldwide phenomenon. And, you know, we're at like 45-year anniversary right now. And it's just such an amazing story that is still relevant in any time in history. You know, it's just it's a great, great story that everyone can find something and someone to grab onto. So.
I love that assessment there, Preston, because you're right. There are characters across the range here, and if there's not somebody you identify with, then you're not really paying attention.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think you get a great glimpse at every version of a human experience, and you can relate. You can, you know, find a way to want to climb out of that character's, you know, the parallels you have with them. You know, I think it's just a beautiful story about grace and about survival and about a second chance. And I think it's just a great thing for everyone to experience.
But let's remember, I mean, you're playing the part of the guy that wants to make sure that second chances don't happen and that grace is something he can't even spell.
That's right. You know, I think, therefore, a lot of people think Javert is the bad guy, but I think he's the misunderstood guy. I think he was maybe set up for failure at a young age and maybe didn't see the world the way that we hope people see the world these days. And he ended up with a tumultuous ending for that reason.
Tumultuous. Boy, that's okay. For the three people who haven't seen Les Mis, I'm not going to explain what tumultuous means in this case. But, man, all right. So you think he's misunderstood. Was this somebody, so that everybody understands, Javert is the guy that you're like one of those Jack Russell terrorist dogs. You just will not let go, right? You
have grabbed on. I'm an ankle biter, yeah.
Yeah, you've grabbed onto the pant leg, man. You're not letting go.
That's right.
Is it just his devotion to service and this things are black or white? They are right or wrong? Or do you think there is more to it than that?
You know, I think a lot of the themes can be biblically based, and there are certain parts of the Bible that you can interpret in certain ways, and I think that Valjean and Javert just read a different book in a way, if you can look at it that way. And I think, therefore, you know, knowing what is right and wrong and what is black and white can create someone's compass in life. And if north means south or east means west, based on what you know and what you've based your entire existence on, it can crack you. And then you have that ending that I mentioned. So.
Yeah, tumultuous. Tumultuous. Preston Truman Boyd is joining us. He is one of the stars of Les Mis. Les Mis is going to be here, part of our Broadway in Richmond series. My gosh, we do such great work. I say we as if I have something to do with it. I go to all of them. So I get,
well,
I get
you're helping us sell tickets. That's good. You're a big part of it.
Definitely helping you sell tickets. December the 2nd.
Boots on the ground.
To December the 7th, 8 performances. With all that you have invested in this character, do you ever look at any of the other characters and say, man, I wish I were playing so-and-so? Do you ever switch things up?
Yeah, well, you know, I had the fortune of playing Valjean in high school at a great outdoor junior theater, with, you know, big budget. It was a really, really fantastic performance and show. So I got to see the other side of the coin.
Nice.
In my life, which I think has only informed what I bring to the stage every night. So I think if I had to do it again, I might want to go back in time and give Enjolras a crack.
Wow. So, this is fascinating. So tell everybody a little bit about your other experiences. I mean, this is not the first time you have stepped onto the boards and said, I got the lines. Thank you. I know what I'm doing. I mean, you've been in a production here and there throughout the years, haven't
sure.
you, sir?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think, I think to bookend my career currently, you know, I'm right now in Les Mis, and Les Mis is what kind of inspired me to want to do this. You know, my sister and I watched the 10th anniversary VHS until it didn't work anymore. And, you know, it was just such a big part of our lives. And now being on the road and seeing what Les Mis means to so many people, even if they're not in a artistic home or, you know, not nurtured in that artistic right. way, I feel like it's just like such a household story at this point. So to be a part of that is amazing. And then, you know, everything in between has been, you know, I feel like training to be here with this company, and, you know, played a bunch of roles on Broadway and toured with other productions. And you know, Javert was always a role that I was like, man, I would love to sink my teeth into that role and scare myself as an actor and see where I can take something. You know, it's like, that's, if you're not going to work and being challenged, I don't care where you work, what you do for a living, like that's, it's a thing to embrace. And I feel like with this production and this character and where we are, you know, societally and politically, I feel like it's just a really, like, I hope people come and see this show and leave having maybe changed their mind about something or been reassured in what they think. And, you know, I feel like there's, it's a very divided story in the way that everything is divided these days. So not to go all politics.
No,
but you know what I mean?
I do.
But you know what, that's what art's all about. And that's why we need it. So
I think that one of the things that, especially with Les Mis, depending on how old you are, where you are, what you're doing at that particular time in your life, you come away with one observation or one set of insights. And at another point, it's totally different. I mean, I know because I like the show. I mean, I really like the show.
Right.
But I know if I were to attend, and it'll be my wife and I are going to go, but if I were to go with my oldest son, who is 24 and has a very different view of the world, and he's wrong, by the way, just for the record, but I mean, but he and I are going to exit with very different experiences. And,
of course.
Right? 20 years from now?
And it's beautiful.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I really, really love about theater is everyone's going to walk out of that door with a different experience and a different essay about it. I think that's one of the best things to celebrate about what we do. And just the fact that people are putting their butts in seats in theaters is also just such a reassuring thing as a theater actor, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, no offense, but you know, the play runs, it's got a runtime of almost 3 hours. So we either like what you're doing, or it's like, you know, I've taken all I can. I'm getting more popcorn. I'm done.
Yep. Sneak a nap in. Yep. Totally.
Yeah. What is your favorite play as a patron? Not one where you're on the stage, my friend, but you're sitting in the audience. Well, what do you want to see?
Well, this is I'm answering it, but also breaking a rule. I saw The Play That Goes Wrong on Broadway in New York when I was doing Sunset Boulevard. We got free tickets to go see the show, and I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And I went and saw it, and I have never belly laughed. I mean, I was sore the next morning after seeing that show. Like, it was truly, I was like, they got it so right. And I called my agent the next day and I was like, I don't know how or whatever, you know, we got to get me in that show. So months later, when their work visas expired, I was able to sneak in and replace there. And I was with that company for 2 years, and that was such a joy to just make people laugh all night, you know, kind of the, again, back to the other side of the coin. Now I'm doing Les Mis, and and you know, very serious. And just before, you know, between I had left the tour for a bit and went back to New York and did a show. I did the Pirates, the Penzance musical.
Oh, wow.
With David Hyde Pierce, and you know, just that name alone, David Hyde Pierce, you know that it's going to be funny. So, so it's, you know, that's another joy about being an actor, is you can, you know, hopefully get to do just a bunch of different things and not get burnt out with the drama and the, you know, again, the tumultuous ending over long periods of time can really weigh on you. And so it's nice to be, you know, able to go and do something else, then know that this was coming back. So this is just the best of both worlds for sure.
Well, I love that. Let me remind everybody, Preston Truman Boyd is joining us. And are you going with Preston Truman Boyd because you just worked with David Hyde Pierce and you thought, you know, this whole three-name thing, man, I like the way that feels.
I love how it sounds. No, you know, funny story, I'm a member of the Actors Equity Union, and when I joined the union back in 2005, there was another actor named Preston Boyd who was a member of the union. So I had to add my middle name to have my official equity name. And I was like, you know what? It sounds all right. Let's just stick with it. And then, you know, maybe 6-7 years passed and, you know, he was an older gentleman and no longer part of the union. And they called me and, or sent me an email, I guess, and said, hey, if you want Preston Boyd, you can have it. And I was like, you know what? I think I've established myself enough as Preston Truman Boyd. I got to stick with it. So. And maybe I'll run for office. Back to the politics.
Well, there you go. All right. No, I mean, it is definitely a memorable name. Listen, all I can tell you, I will give you this piece of advice, my friend, because people have a tendency to ask me, well, have you ever thought about running for office? And my answer is, I have only thought about running from office. The very last thing would ever want would be somebody asking questions. No, I have no interest in
that. I'll play a president. There you go.
What about the rest of the cast? Because this, I mean, you're talking about having fun on the road, but if we're going to be honest, man, this, you're having fun, certainly, I would hope, for 3 hours each and every night. You love the other cast members, but man, it's tough being on the road, isn't it?
Oh, man, yeah. It's, you know, you can kind of reframe your mindset, though, about it, because, you know, we've been out doing this. You know, I've toured collectively over the years, maybe 5.5 years.
Wow.
But that means I get to come back to a city and be like, oh, man, that was the best tiramisu I've ever had at Gersey's.
Oh, nice.
And oh, man, we would walk to Garnett's and get a sandwich. You know, we loved going to Garnett's, get a soup and a sandwich. So, like, those are the things that you have to embrace on the road. And I'm a big golfer as well, so I play a lot of golf when I'm on the road and have, you know, some repeat courses. And it's great. You walk into a restaurant thinking you're just popping in somewhere near the theater, and you're like, oh, we were here before. We had that great meal. And, you know, so those are the things that make it really enjoyable. And you know, we really try to make an effort to right now I'm staying in an Airbnb in St. Louis. And, you know, it's beautiful. We got an amazing kitchen. I love to cook. So just kind of filling the dead time with things that are enjoyable is incredibly important when you're touring. I learned it the hard way. So,
oh my gosh. Well, I mean, if nothing else, you could always ring somebody up and say, hey, you can meet me in St. Louis. I mean, just think
meet
of that.
Meet me in St. Louis.
Right? The availability of that. I'm excited about this. Now, I want to remind everybody, BroadwayInRichmond.com is the way to get your tickets. I know sometimes people Google stuff and they wind up at, you know, Crazy Bill's house of tickets or something, and they lose a kidney there. Exactly. BroadwayInRichmond.com is the official site, December 2nd through December the 7th. Well, I'm going to tell you this, Preston Truman Boyd. Number one, I'm going to go and see the show. I guarantee, I promise you that. And if you really are somebody who loves golf, I don't golf, but I live on a golf course, and I get a certain number. Now, I'm serious now, because we look at it and go, wow, that is one hell of a yard we've got, and we don't have to mow it. I get a certain number of rounds just because we live here. If you really do want to try and golf first week in December, you let Cindy Creasy know, and I'll get you around here at Hanover. How's that?
Well, this is just the best ending of an interview I've ever had. So,
all right,
fantastic.
Well, don't go, Don't go all tumultuous on me, man, because I want to see you on stage.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, and I really am. I'm looking forward to seeing it and seeing you on stage, and I just there's such an energy you've got. I can't wait to see what you do with the part.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for giving the time to the show, and really looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you, sir. That is Preston Truman Boyd. He is one of the stars of Broadway in Richmond's Les Mis, the most popular musical in history. Man, I had a great time with him. Did you? Jerm, you're a big Les Mis fan. Are you with me? You're with me on this one, right? You're going to pop backstage afterwards? Because you're going to get tickets. Seriously, you reach out to Cindy. Make sure you get some tickets, because that's going to be good stuff. BroadwayInRichmond.com. 449, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'm just telling you, go and see Les Mis. Now, it's a long play. It is. It's 3 hours. Yes, there's an intermission. Well, I'm at the point I ask that question now. I do. How long is it? Oh, is there an intermission? Is there a second intermission? Can we get seats right there on the aisle, you know, in case I want to get up and go somewhere else? We can. Okay, good. What a nice guy. I had a good chat with him. I'm looking forward to seeing him on stage, and hopefully you'll get the opportunity as well. BroadwayInRichmond.com. BroadwayInRichmond.com. I mentioned earlier, don't...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Wait. Seriously, do not wait. Make sure you get your tickets early, because Les Mis is just one of those things. Number one, it's an experience. If you've not been to a performance of it, it'll be a great one with Broadway in Richmond. The Altria Theater's got just great seating. But I know I like being down lower. That's all I'm going to say. And with Les Mis, the last time it came around, we didn't get it done when we were supposed to get it done, and we were We were not in the seats we would have chosen initially. That's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you there's bad seats or you're going to be unhappy, but you could be happier. How's that? So make sure you head on over and do that. Now, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, not Les Mis, but how about WWE? Mike Dickinson, our citizen reporter, citizen journalist, much like Andy Ngo does on the national stage. Mike really, really, really follows those Virginia issues. And I think that today he's got some really good stuff all about what's happening in Charlottesville and Albemarle and UVA. I don't know, because I saw this article as well, the Times-Dispatch. I know it wasn't on Monday, right? They don't work on Monday at the Times-Dispatch, but whenever it was, they had an article that was headlined, Youngkin Leaves with UVA in Turmoil. Well, that's not so much Governor Youngkin's fault. That's some other folks' fault. But nonetheless, Mike is going to talk about that, but also this dispute. What's the guy's name? Dominic Mysterio, right? Dominic Mysterio and some guy who plays for, I think it's the Giants. They had a rather heated exchange and maybe even some sort of a physical contact at Madison Square Garden. And now folks are convinced that this guy who plays for the Giants has got a real disturbance with Dominic Mysterio. It's a work. That's all I'm going to say. It is 4:50. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.